Hey guys, Eric G from Around the House. Tired of juggling brooms and blowers for cleanup? Meet the Aero Broom, a two-in-one sweeper and cordless leaf blower that works inside and outside your home, all for under $60. This lightweight tool clears dust and debris in half the time, leaving your floors or patio spotless. I've tested it. Trust me, it's a game changer. Visit aerobroom.com now and grab yours. That's aerobroom.com. Sweep smart.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me today. This is our midweek update. This is where we didn't fit the stuff into last weekend's show, and of course, not fitting it into this weekend's show. And this hour is brought to you by my friends at Monument Grills. Check them out at monumentgrills.com. If you're looking for that brand new barbecue, I've got two of these things. One at the beach house, one at my girlfriend's place. I tell you what, this is a great way to barbecue. I'm tired of people out there wasting money buying that three-year barbecue tops and you throw it away and buy a new one. Get something real for a little bit more. Trust me, it'll save you a ton of money in the long run. Spend a little more. Get a lot more at monumentgrills.com. Today, I wanted to talk about something that I've been running into, and I wanted to know, are you guys running into this? Because I tell you what, I am. And I'm trying to get this house ready for sale. I'm running out of time, and you know how the schedule goes. Just need a couple more days. It takes a little bit to get these things done. Here's the thing. I'm going to have some stuff done around my house and I'm into paying for it because I need to get it knocked out. And there's only so many hours in the day and it's going to save me money to pay to get it done. So that way they can be working on that while I'm working on other things. Here's the thing. Can I get anybody to call me back? I've had a couple companies call me back. Really one so far. And another one texted me from some computer robot. But when I'm trying to get a bunch of texture work done on a ceiling and some other stuff that I just don't have time to go in there and do right now, you'd think that you'd have people calling back. They have a website, they've spent all the money on the marketing of the website, but nobody will call me back. And I tell them I got a pretty decent sized project to do. And 3 days later, no phone calls, no messages, no automated thing even. It's interesting. So I had a window company because I had a fogged up glass I needed to do. I reached out to four companies. One got a hold of me and something they're getting my business because I really like it. We'll be talking about them a little bit later. Super good customer service, right on it. They've been great. Now, the other one, I did get one on the texture comeback, but I tell you what, you could tell it was an automated high pressure. I'm going to have somebody right next door to your house at this time tomorrow. Can they come? Oh man, there is nothing that turns me off as a consumer. And that's more of a warning than, oh, I've got a guy right in the area and he could be there tomorrow. When it sounds that canned and it sounds like a door knocker, I'm not impressed. I don't want to know that. So maybe I'm a little picky. Maybe I've had too many people over the years knock on my door and say, hey, I'm just in the neighborhood. I noticed you need a roof. And they don't even realize that maybe I had a roof done earlier in the year. But that's how that stuff goes. So I tell you what, that stuff sets off warning signs to me. So all you guys out there that are selling stuff out there, be really careful on one, maybe calling people back. Two, don't hit me with all those sales pitches like that right off the bat. I'm calling to get a number and I appreciate you being fast and courteous, but don't just tell me what time you'll be here and set an appointment up and text it. I'm not going to be there. We should have probably a conversation before you just book a time and assume that I'm going to be in there in the afternoon when I got someplace else to be. So are you guys seeing this out there? Are people not calling you back when you're trying to get work done? I'd love for these to be DIY projects. I just don't have the time and I want to get this done so I can enjoy a little bit of my summer because all I've been doing is working on this house and taking a little bit of time for myself. But really, I just need to get this thing done on the market and moved on to the next one. So that's interesting. Let me know. Head over on the comments. I'll post this up on social media, on our Facebook. Just look for the Around the House show, or even put a tease up on Instagram over there as well. And just curious to see, or you can send me a message over at aroundthehouseonline.com. There are a few recalls out there. This is where I like to hit these recalls. Walmart recalls their Ozark Trail 64-ounce water bottles due to serious impact and laceration hazards. Be careful of those out there. Now, there is a Deer Lomium retractable safety gate recall due to risk of serious injury or death to children from entrapment hazard. The good news is these are only about 2,200 of them. And so it's Amazon and Sign Baby are the ones that were selling it. So good news is they probably have you on their system. The one that really got me worried about, there's some bicycles, kids stuff, furniture, that kind of stuff, some kids mattress. Of course, that water bottle is concerning. They basically, the lid can forcibly eject, posing serious impact and laceration hazards. When a consumer attempts to open the capped bottle after food, carbonated beverages, or perishable beverages, such as juice or milk, are stored inside over time. So if it expands, there's no way for it. You could launch those lids out. So that's the one. The other one here is train recalls, gas electric package units due to risk of gas leak fire hazard. So it looks like there is a, they don't really show much about it, but it's a American Standard find your dealer thing. So it's train and their American Standard, what looks like a furnace unit right here. So they've got about $47.90. So that's a train or American Standard. The other one that I thought was really sketchy that I was like, oh, DeWalt, look for these. DeWalt recalls grinder flap discs due to laceration and injury hazards. So the ceramic cloth abrasive flaps on the disc can detach while in use on a grinder. And we should all be wearing protective gear with those, but it looks like there's about 17,680 of those that sold. And wow, that's not good. So they'll get you a refund on that. So basically don't use those. And then consumers will be asked to write recall on the disc and upload a photograph to the website and certify that they dispose of it in the trash to receive their refund. Nobody needs to get hurt on those. That could go really bad. And then Harbor Freight Tools recalls Predator 2,000-watt power stations due to shock hazards. Here's the problem. The wires in the power station's AC outlet receptacles are reversed when the product is in emergency power supply EPS mode. So that's really bad. There's 6,500 of those out there. So if you've got that red Predator 2,000-watt power station from Harbor Freight, be super careful. That could bite you. Seriously. And then there is a Positech off-brand recall electric quarter chainsaws and pole saws due to laceration hazard. The main switch on the chainsaws and the pole saws can fail, allowing the saws to continue to run after the switch is released. So there's about 49,000 of these electric units here. So be careful of that. So that's the main ones there. And there is one more. It's just really not a big one. It's a Sanven Technology recalls these handrails. There's only about 360. So they didn't sell snot of those things out there. So those are toast. And then really we're into the stuff that we had last week. So that's it right there. I wanted to talk a little bit about, if you're just catching us for the first time today, before we go out of here, I wanted to talk about some of the things we've had in the recent episodes. I want you to go back. If you haven't caught it on the podcast, last week we were talking about unlocking your forever home, aging in place. So if you've got somebody coming over, maybe your mom, your grandpa, your uncle, or somebody that's going to stay at your house, or you just want to make sure that your house is going to be set up for you aging later in life, or maybe you get hurt a lot. Maybe you do extreme sports. Maybe you get hurt a lot and you want to make things a little bit easier to navigate when you've got that cast or surgery. That could be good. And then I give you 10 tips here for your home to how to turn into a luxury retreat without breaking the bank. And then talking about, we had a couple of reruns that were during the 4th of July weekend. So we were talking with Fred about stormproofing your home, getting it ready for hurricane and fire season. And that was a good one. And then we had DIY tips for fresher indoor air. Then I had a countertop buyer's guide. And of course, really, we're talking about high schoolers coming in, crafting their future. We were talking about high school programs out there for getting those kids into the trades. And then we talked about the Outdoor Oasis, designing your perfect backyard escape. So there's a lot of different stuff going on there on the show. Make sure you go back. I even talked about not getting burned, the hidden dangers of custom cabinetry finishes. And then we talked about Grilling for Good, Barbecue Relief, my friends over there in Operation Barbecue Relief with Stan Hayes. We've had a lot of great topics out here. Please go back and take a look at those if you missed it. We've really had some great episodes as of recently. So take a look at that. And we even talked with the founder of Country Craft Cabinetry here about a month and a half ago. That was a great discussion about somebody that started the table saw and built a multi-million dollar cabinet brand out of their barn. Pretty cool stuff. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. I need to get back out to work. I have a lot to get done around this place, and so I got to get back to swinging the hammer. And pretty much got any demo stuff done. Now I just got to put it back together and make it look right, so that way we can get this thing on the market. I appreciate everybody out there. Thanks for tuning into Around the House. We'll see you Saturday.
Make sure to follow us on social media. Just head to aroundthehouseonline.com for all the links. Make sure you check out our new YouTube channel. Just type in at Around the House with Eric G and click subscribe and ring the bell for updates. We will see you next time.
Anywhere beyond the mean. Life is a love song. Let's be lovers. We're all over the radio. Take my hand. I know where to go.
Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something, and you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed.